Chazan Shabbos continued Chavtal Cheshanei Tov Shalom Zion on November 17, 1976 on Wednesday continued.
In respect to a Nochel, otherwise he shouldn't say Nochel Gavizis, he says Nochel Gavizis. So in other words, the first requirement Rebbe accepts, even in respect, even vis-a-vis a Nochel, the first requirement. But he doesn't accept vis-à-vis Hanoche, the second requirement of resting an intangible place of Dalal Dalek. So then, it's Chavyesef holds, it's not Mistaba, that Rebbe distinguishes between Hanoche and Akiva. Vis-à-vis Rabbi Akiva, so in respect to Hanoche, doesn't even require the first component. So Mimele, we can say, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't draw an analogy between Anoch and Akire, and the Posik of Alitish Mikami, deal with Akire, not with Anoch. So how do you know that Rabbi Akiva rejects any requirement vis-à-vis Akire? Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything in respect. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say anything in respect to Akire. He only says in respect to Anoch. In respect to Anoch, he says that neither requirement is necessary. But Rebbe does require the component of being in a state of rest. Where is the mocha for that? Where is the mocha for that? Is there any posik other than the posik of Aliyatishim Kemei that tells us that Anoche means that it has to be in a state of rest for 1 second? So then we have to say that where did the Rebbe get the source for this requirement that it has to be, that Anoche has, it means that it has to be in a state of rest for one moment. Noch al-gabi kolshu, noch chalapokas for one moment, that's the posik of al-yitzishmi kemei. But al-yitzishmi kemei deals with akire. The answer is, we learn out hanoche from akire. Because if Rebbe had held that we don't learn out hanoche from akire, he shouldn't even require that noch kolshu. Even that shouldn't be necessary. So in other words, so he does learn out Anochet from Anochet. So that means that, and if he learns out Anochet from Akire, so whatever is necessary, is required vis-a-vis Akire, is also required vis-a-vis Anochet. So we have to come to the conclusion that even vis-a-vis Akire, all that is necessary is that it should be neka from a state of rest, not that it should be neka from a tangible place of Dalda Dalet. Because if Rebbe had held that vis-a-vis Akira it is necessary that it should be neka from a tangible place of Dalda Dalet, and Rebbe certainly learns out Anoche from Akira, so in connection with the requirement of a tangible place of Dalda Dalet, we should also learn out Anoche from Akira. How is it possible? It's not reasonable that Rebbe should learn out Anochet Makire only in respect to one component and not in respect to the other component. This is the pshat in this. V'yesi, v'yesh leimah, v'sova rabisi, v'daf kak v'der rabakire leka anochet klal. V'ikele mifrach, v'akire boye, avlare b'di boye anochet al kakizis kochu. So where does he get the mokya for that? What's the source for that? The posik v'alitzich v'keime. But alitzich v'keime deals explicitly with Akire, not with Anoche. The answer is he learns out Anoche from Akire. So Memele, Monefsheh, if in connection with Akire, Rebbe not only requires that it should be neka from a state of rest, not from a state of motion, but also that it should be neka from a tangible place of Dal Dal Dalet. So in connection with Anoche too, Rabin Akire Tzadi Rechosh, Umi Ulashaz Bisomu. Leslie Swagad Ramiz, Biporich Harab Zire, דיו מאחירים בויה, עקיר הסמוק לדלת, וליסגי בכל שהוא, וליסגי בכל שהוא כמו ידענות, כמו ידענות. ורמתם נראה, יגל סינום בעזיר את יוסף רב יסי, ביקוקשו, אומר רב חיזו, בוס השקר, רב יסי פעם למסני ורב יהודי, עד ירד, ובסומו ובפור, so רב יסי פעם למסני ורב יהודי, דברי רב יהודי, Ad-Reb, that Mechayim Stein, so the Mele, according to Rav Netanzi, according to Rabbi Tam's hearsay, so we can say that when Gemara says Elohor Rebbe, it's not the Chachmei Agmore saying Elohor Rebbe. No, the Gemara is just explanatory of the memory of Rabbi Yosef himself, that when Rabbi Yosef said Oman Rebbe, he never had in mind the Rebbe of Zohar Binochal Gabizis, but he always had in mind the Rebbe of Zohar Mishus Rabbi Mishus Rabbi Sayoch Mensa. So in Melee, it's not difficult. Why did the Gemara spend time in saying the Binochal Bayo? Then the Gemara would be wasting its time. After all, Rabbi Yosef never had left the Gemara, only Der Shachmei Tarya mentioned it. I mean, so the Gemara pointed out, Rabbi Yosef says certainly did not mean the Rebbe of Zohar Binochal Gabizis, but Rabbi Yosef obviously meant the Rebbe of Zohar Mishram 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 Yochid Ems. Alright. We saw the poor way, Marvel Motel Nifra, or the Kastra Mishra Zeh. The Rebbe Mechai Vat Od Mokmar, Tai Rebbe Mat Vor Mat Vor, 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 According to our Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef is the one who applies Rav Yudah Abdameiras Memre. According to our Gilsay, so Rav Yosef is the one who applies Rav Yudah Abdameiras Memre Memre to Rav Yudah Tam. And according to Rav Tam's Gilsay, so Rav Yosef is the one who applies Rav Yudah Abdameiras Memre to Rebbe. So he says, Rav Yosef on the Tam here, who gives the master Rav Yosef means that Rav Yudah Mechayel Beis Rav Yudah Rav Yudah Damir the Mechayel Beis Rav Yudah Tame is kosher the Rav Yosef Rav Yosef do some in my behavior Rav Rav Yosef Am Tamaye we Mechayel Rav Yudah Lachas v'yei shnitrei the Rav Yosef the Rav Yudah Koma the Rav Yudah Mechayel Shtayim v'yilei Loisfer. All right, so I would like tomorrow to reach the Gemara of Tomer Rabbanon Hamish and Chomish Lefat Yedei Aser.
The point is closer, so this is all second parish. So it's not meant to first parish, the closest held in the happier that came up a monoshop. That was his question. It's only the because if he held it to keep him in one shop, it's only shining if they were different otherwise. So he
said, Five graph. What are you two shapes?
What?
Oh, you just say.
Okay.
When I was sick.
So in effect, you have two choices.
Yeah, I understand, but then how are we going to say Mamanusha? Well, I mean, Tosfos over here that assume that the same Mamanusha.
Shir Chof Chesed Shabbos, Chof Hei Cheshvan Hei Tov Shalom and Zayin, 11-18, November 18, 1976, on Thursday.
Bein Rebbe, Bein Rabbonon, except Rav Chizdes Din, that there is no requirement of Dalet Al Dalet. Dalet Al Dalet. But Rav Chizde goes much farther than that. Rav Chizde says there is no requirement of Dalet Al Dalet, even the Shisarabi. So, in regard to Shisarabi, so both Rebbe and Rabbanan Achille can Rav Chizde. But they agree with Rav Chizde's din vis-a-vis Rishus HaYochid. That in Rishus HaYochid there is no requirement of Dalet Al Dalet. So be Rishus HaYochid, the Kul Alma Pligik in Rav Chizde. They can see to Rav Chizde's din that there is no requirement of Dalet Al Dalet. Because Rishus HaYochid is considered a Mokim Choshev anyway. So the Kul Alma Pligik in Rav Chizde. Elohoche, the machleikes between Rebbe and Rabbonon is in regard to a case of Vivolaim Bushayochim Nefnit Lishus Arabi. So Mimele, the Neif certainly has a status of Lishus Arabi, even according to Rebbe. But the Rebbe so Mimele, it must, so that's a Lishus Arabi, according to both, according to Rebbe and Rabbonon, there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But Rebbe says, so the Neif was a Yitrei. So Mimele, it's considered the Motum Choshev the Neif. And Rabbonon say, we am going to show the Neif. So the Neif is not considered the Motum Choshev. This is the first Loshne Rash. Lishna Achine, Omer Abaye, with Rav Chizid, Avi Bush Sayochi, Afil Rabbonon made it. We have to Rabbonon, we show the Neif, we was a Yitrei, who the Plige. But the one point that Rashi is Chelik and all the Rishenim is that whereas, according to all Rishenim, other than Rashi, so, on account of the principle of Shalom Neiv was a Yitrei, so the Neiv that happens to be Bimtzias in the Rishus Arabi acquires the status of a Rishus Ayochid. According to Rashi, not. We cannot say that the Neiv should acquire the status, the same Rishus status as the Yitrei, even if we say Shalom Neiv is a Yitrei. So the extent of the halacha of Shalom Neiv was a Yitrei is that the Neiv should acquire the chshives of the Yitrei, not that he should acquire the rishus status of the Yitrei. All right, yes, what is it?
What exactly is the
machlokes
in the
Chiddush? One second. I mean, this, I don't want to...
It's not the Hezra,
that means there is a very big nafkemine, according to the second lashon in Rashi. So Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisde, but and Rav Chisde himself only says that there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet in Rishus HaYochid, but in Rishus HaRabim there is, and both Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisde's din, and according to the first lashon in Rashi, so Rebbe and Rabbonon. And Rebbe and Rabbonon, so Rav Chisde himself holds there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, even Rishus HaRabi. And Rebbe and Rabbonon both are chelik on Rav Chisde, but they can see to Rav Chisde in respect to Rishus HaYochid. There is a big nafkin. Alright, now, but according to Rashi, so the machlekes, the in this case, the chiyuv is on the score of Mavad of Zerik, Daledames, Rishus HaRabi. According to Teisves, the chiyuv here is on the score of meitzi mirshus harabim mirshus hayochid, and according to Teisves, if we say shel neiv was a yitrei, so not only does it have the effect of endowing the neiv with the chshives of mokim choshuv that the yikar has, but it also has the effect of endowing the neiv with the rishus status of the yikar. Of the Ika. So Mele, Hochabil on Amy Bush is a Yochid. Vinefinete Lishus Rabin, Vizorak Vinochanefe. So, and he was a Reik from the Lishus Rabin, and not Mitchilas Dalle say Dalet, less than Dalet. The Chiyuv here is because of Mershus Lashus. So Vizorak Vinochanefe. So the Rebbe Sova, I'm going to show the Nefes of Ikrei. So Mimele, it acquires the Rishus status of the Ikea, so it's a Rishus HaYochid, since the source, the origin of the Zrike, the source of the Zrike was a Rishus HaRabi, and the Halokhe is on the Neiv, which though Bimtzias, it is in the Rishus HaRabi, but Al Pidin, it has the Rishus status of a Rishus HaYochid, so it's Chayev on the score of Zerik, Rishus HaRabi, Rishus HaYochid. And even if the Ikea does not have Dalet al Dalet, he's still Chayev, because it has the status of a Rishus HaYochid, and by Rishus HaYochid there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. And Rabbonon Sabre, Lo Yamrinon Shod HaNeivei was a Yitrei, so Mele, what's this, the Rishus status of the name? Rishus HaRabi. So he's not chayev even if there will be Dalet Ames, because he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. This is how Tesis explained it more. All right, now let's go back to the Tesis here. All right. Und mein Rav will bei ihm bekriegen. Die Rebbe ist aber schon nicht, was er gekriegt. Damit wird es ein Jochit. Because that's the easy shit. Kommt zu eurer Rache shit. Wir haben ja Waffel gar nicht mehr gemacht. Die Rav Friese. Wir haben wohl ein Sabo, wir haben schon nicht, was er gekriegt. So mit Meile, it's not a Rache Jochit, sondern es ist ein Rabin. So he cannot be Mechuyah von der Skor. Ob Zerik, mit Schuss Rabin, mit Schuss Jochit, all together. And on the score, and let's say, suppose there is Dalai Dames from the point of the Akire to the point of the Anoche, there is Dalai Dames, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik Dalai Dames either, because he doesn't have Dalai Dalai. All right. Avu Kosh. Amayu Mishana, Abayeli, come on. Biyilo Noemit, Kulei Biyosh Yusarad. Viyesh Biyikhi Dalai, Dere Besovar Shodan Eifei. Wie חושב מוקים דלת, ורבונון לא יהווה מוקים דלת. דיברשוס הרבי מידה רב חיזדה, דיבינו מוקים דלת. דיברשוס היוחיד דווקא כמה רב חיזדה, כי דימש מלכמון. דיקומה ברשוס היוחיד כלל מלפליגה כדי רב חיזדה. So this is the קשה, why does Abaye have to apply the מחלקה between רבי and רבונון? To the case of וילון שיקרה ברשוס היוחיד נפל ברשוס הרבי, Why can't it apply to the case of an Elon that is Ikre Vineife? Above in the Rishis Arabi. Above in the Rishis Arabi. And the Ikea has Dalet al Dalet, the name does not have Dalet al Dalet. So according to Rebbe, Ischayev, even though it doesn't have Izis culture, it fell on Izis culture. So according to Rebbe, he's chayev, Shalim no yikmas rikhe, and according to Rebbe, he's not chayev. Why does he have to apply it to an relatively unusual situation? So, what we said in Rashi yesterday, and this is mentioned by the Niri. As a matter of fact, the Tesis Rosh mentions that in the name of Rashi. Apparently, he had another Madura of Rashi, because now Rashi, we said it in Rashi, but it's not spelled out. But the Tesis Rosh mentions it in the name of Rashi, so it's another Madura of Rashi. That when is there a machlekes, whether it's Shadin Nefi Basarikrei or Loishadin Basarikrei, so only Rebbe says Shadin Nefi Basarikrei, and the Rabbonon say Loishadin Basarikrei, if it's in two separate Rishuis, if the Ikar and the Nefi are in two separate Rishuis. So maybe the Rabbonon say, the Neif cannot be Nikra after the Ikea, if the Ikea is in one Rishus, is in Rishus Ayochi, and the Neif is in Rishus Arabi. Masha'im came, if they are both in the Rishus Arabi, in the same Rishus, then even the Rabbonon agree that the Neif is Nikra after the Ikea. So the Mele, according to Rashi, there is no Kashi. So according to Rashi, there is no Kashi, why Abaye doesn't apply it to the case, or for Elon or Emmet, Kulibushus Rabin, Vyesh Bikre Dalet, the Rebbe Sobash of the Neife, because of Mokim Dalet, or Rabbon and Loyav Mokim Dalet. No, because in such a case, even Rabbon will say that the Neife is considered as a Mokim Dalet. Rabbon Lavok Dalet, the Bushus Rabin made the Rafrizde, the Mokim Dalet, which is a Yochi Dabki, come Rafrizde, was the Kambush is a Yochi, come with Lik in Rafrizde. So, in other words, so why does Tesis say this Kashi? Because Tesis is Chelikan Rash, and the Mir. Tesis Shite is that according to the Rabbon, who are chilek, who reject the svorah of Shadin Leif Zavikrei. So even if the Iker and the Neif are in the same issues, they still reject the concept of Shadin Leif Zavikrei. All right. Now, so he says, V'yesh leima, v'yoshus ha-rabim v'imotze le'ut. Di ha-neif limate migimu l'have patra rabon. Afal gavdu le'kedal, v'chi ha-res mirchti. V'hi limay le migimu l'have mechay efret di karmelesi. Im rochef abo, or im mokim ptur, im eini rochef dalet. So Tesis says, no, Abaye couldn't apply the machleke between Rebbe and the Rabbonon to the case of an Elon, who's Iker and Neif abo from the Rishis Rabbi. But the Iker has dalet adalet. The Neif does not have dalet. So according to Rebbe, Yishalim is a Yitrei, so it's considered the mokim choshev Neif. And according to Rabbonon, it's not as the mokim choshev, because Mimonef, yeah. Is the Neif lower than Gimel Tvachim? So then, how can the see the Neif is lower than Gimel Tvachim? So why should the Rabbonon be pater if he throws Dalet Ames and he drops on the Neif? So too, the Neif does not have Dalet, but it's Pachas Megimel from the Karake. So Karas Mir the Dam, yes. So it's considered Dalet. Karis wird bedan. So, and if it is Morten Gimutwachim, Morten Gimutwachim, so then it's Kivea Vishus Leatzmeidenei. It's Kivea Vishus Leatzmeidenei. So then it's not a Vishus Arabin. If it has Dalet al Dalet, so then it's a Kamales, and if it does not have Dalet al Dalet, so it's a Mokim Ptu. So it's a Mokim Ptu. So not Kim Ptu. Will Rebbe have it? So he says, oh. V'yish lima, divosh yisra abu, v'vosu lu, di ane if limato megimu lave patra avon, apal gav dleke dalet, di chare smirti, vi limaylo megimu, lave mechayim frebe, di karmelesi, im rochif arba, o im mokim ptur, im ein rochif dalet. So we can't visualize a case of a, the Iker and the Neiv both being in the Rishis Rabin, that it should be told in the Shaila whether Shadir and Mikre was a Neifei or Loi Shadir and Mikre was a Neifei. Because Mimanevshech, if the Neiv does not have Dalet al Dalet, but if the Neiv is Poches Mikimu from the Karke, so is the Karke itself. So even the Rabbanon should say that he's higher. And if the Neiv is Lmailo Mikimu, so it's a Mokim Tur. So even Rebbe should say that it is even Rebbe should say that he's spot. Now why doesn't Teisve say, I mean this is what Rashba really says, but why doesn't Teisve say no? That there is nothing in it. Because let's say that the Neiv is Lemailo Megimu. So Teisve says, if the Neiv is Lemailo Megimu, so even Rebbe, who says Shadina Neiv Basar Ikrei, so should say that it's Potter, because if it's Milo Megimu, so the Neiv is Kivei Avishus La'atzme, it's a Mokim Tu. But why couldn't we say that Rebbe, in view of the fact that he holds Shadina Neiv Basar Ikrei, since the Iker is not the Milo Megimu, or let's say, if it is Kivei Ates, Rabbi Mechatmin Olof, in other words, as long as the Iker is Avishus Arabi, for whatever reason, either because it's Pachas Megimul the Iker, or it's Kovei Ates, V'Rabbi Mechatvin Olof, so Memele, even though the Neif is L'mailo Megimul, so it's Nigrer after the Iker. So Teisa Shite is, we do not say that Shadin the Neif was a Ikrei, that on account of the fact that the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, so the Neif should also acquire a status of a Rishus Arabim. That we do not say. Even though Teisve Shite is contrary to Rashi, that vis-a-vis a Rishus Ayochi. So according to Rebbe, if the Iker is in a Rishus Ayochi, so the Neiv, even though Bimtzias it occupies space in the Rishus Arabim, it's Nigrar after the Iker, and it acquires the Rishus status of the Iker, and it becomes a Rishus Ayochi. So that's vis-a-vis the Rishus Ayochi. Mashein came vis-a-vis the Rishus Arabim. So Teisve Shite is that we do not say just because the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, on account of the fact that it's Poches Megimu of the Tarak Rishus Arabim, or because it's Rabbi Tzitz and Rabbi Mechatvin Olof. So the name that is Yisra Megimu should not be Mokim Ptur, but should be Nigra after the Iker and be a Rishus Arabim. Vis-a-vis a Rishus Ayochi Teisve Shite is, we do say Shalanim Lof Vizar Ikrei, that the Neiv should acquire the Rishu status of the Ikea. But vis-a-vis Rishu Sarabim, we do not say that the Neiv should acquire the Rishu status of the Ikea. Why not? Why is there a difference between Rishu Sayochid and Rishu Sarabim? So it's very simple. You see, because Rishu Sarabim depends upon the fact that it's a Rishu Sarabim, that Rabbi Mahalchin or Rabbi Mishtamshimbe, it doesn't, in order to be a Rishus Arabim, it does not necessarily involve the fact that Rabbi Mechatvin Bey, let's say Omutes, so no one walks on an Omutes, but Rabbi Mechatvin Bey, so Rabbi Mishtamshim Bey. In other words, it's handled by Rabbi. So, but if it's not handled by Rabbi, it cannot be a Rishus Arabim. Let's say if you have a deserted alley that is not handled by Rabbi, so that's not a Rishus Arabim, the meatball. It's not a Rishus Arabim, the meatball. Except the Rambam Shita. All right, so the Rambam is here. But all, according to all the other Rishonim, the meatball is not a Rishus Arabim, even though it is Tezayin Amor wide, I mean, it's more than Tezayin Amor. So, why? Because in order to be a Lishis Rabin, it must be handled by Rabin, either by Hiluch Rabin or by Tashmish Rabin. So, Mimele, Teisa Shita is, vis-a-vis Lishis HaYochid, if the Iker is in the Lishis HaYochid, and the Neif is in the Lishis Rabin, Bimtzies, so according to Rebbe that we say Shalim Neif was a Rikrei, so the Neif is Nikra after the Iker. But vis-a-vis Lishis Rabin, if the Iker is a Rishus Rabbi, it's Poches Megimu, or it's Koviyates, the Rabbi Mechatinov, and the Neiv is Yoveya Megimu. So then it's a Mokim too. It cannot be Nikra after Rishus Rabbi. Why not? But we say Shalim Neiv is a Rikrei. That's vis-a-vis the Rishus Ayochi. But vis-a-vis Rishus Rabbi, so in order to acquire the status of Rishus Rabbi, it must be handled by a Rabbi. And if it's not handled by the rabbin, it cannot acquire his status of Rishus Rabbin. That's the issue. All right. But let's see where the Rashbo is headed. That's the Rash. This Rashbo, that's not the Chidusha Rashbo. Rashbo is not the but it's Rabbi Nishim, she is the Rash. And Rashbo nire, the Rishus Rabbin, name mishkach aslo, limeima, so the name fe basarit, kigein she ikrei poches mishleisho, o igovei atez, vi rabbi mechatino, the haber Rishus Rabbin, vi neife eilu lemailo migimu, דיל רב האב נייף רישוס רבי ישדינו לי בסליקה כהיך ישדינו לי בסליקה לשבי רישוס יוח ורבון לו יאב רישוס רב so ישראל דרשבו ישראל דרשבו and the Rashbo says no that we apply that on the basis of the principle of Shadino Leib Basarikre so the Neiv can acquire the status of Rishis Arabim also because the Iker has his status of Rishus Rabbim. He is Chelek on Teisves. Now what's the Machlekes? So it's a basic Machlekes between Teisves and Rashi. So Rashi Shita is, Rashi cannot involve himself in this Machlekes, because according to Rashi, Shadinos of Esra Iker does not have the effect of endowing the Neif with the Rishus status of Iker. So maybe it's not Chayach, so vis-a-vis Rishus HaYochid we cannot say it, vis-a-vis Rishus HaRabim we cannot say it, but both Teisves and the Rashbo are Chelek on Rashi, and they both hold that the concept of Shalim Nosev Yitzchei is sufficient to endow the Neiv with the Rishus status of the Iker. So Teisves Shita is that he only vis-a-vis Rishus HaYochid can the Iker endow the Neiv with the Rishus status of the Iker. But vis-a-vis Rishus Rabbim, not. And the Rashbo Shita is that even vis-a-vis the Rishus Rabbim. Now we have to understand what's the pshat. Now, there is a Gemara Daf Ches on Medalev. After the star, they're in the middle of the column. After the star. Omar Ule. Omu Tisha B'Yoshus HaRabim. V'Rabim Mechat V'Nolov. V'Zorak V'Noch Al Gabov. Chayim. So, Omu Tisha. Omu Tes. And Rabim fixed their baggage there. They are Mechat V'Nolov. They are Mishtamish in it. So, and then V'Zorak V'Noch Al Gabov. So, Chayim. It has a din of Yoshus HaRabim. So Rashi says, Michat Vizorak Mitchilas Dalet, Tisho Davke Noka, because of the Chutve, they know we go by a loy no more. Vizorak Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet. Michat Viloy, we give him the Tzorich le Rabin, Rishus HaRabim, Ben Rochev, Ben Kotza. So in other words, so the Rabbi Shvega says, I only come on, Tzadik Aleph on the base of the Rashi in Bramasreel, in Eime, Vizorachim. So in other words, Daf Tzadik Aleph, right after the Mishnah, Tzadik Aleph from the base, right after the Mishnah. In Eime is Kuper Rishus HaRabim, Kin Gevei Ates V'Rochef Arbo, V'Rabim Mechatin Olo, V'Chazir L'Rabim L'Kuper, Kidom Al Zerkan. So in other words, the Rabbi Tzviya points out that there is a stira between two Rashis. In other words, Rashi Dafei says that Omu Tes, Rabim Mechatin Olo, has a Chalishem Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not Dalet Al Dalet. And according to Rashi Daf Tzadik Aleph, so when do we say that Omu Tes Rabbi Mechatinov has a status of a Rishus HaRabim, a Chal Rishem, Rishus Rabin only if it's Dalet Dalet. Now, vis-a-vis Rishus Ayochitz, we know that Dalet Dalet is a prerequisite. Is a prerequisite. Let's say, Omud Govei Ayud. And it's not Rochit Dalet Dalet. It's Gimel Al Gimel. Or Dalet Al Gimel. So then, there's not everything in Rishus Ayochitz. Vis-a-vis Kamales is in the Rabban. All right. But vis-a-vis Kamales, so if you have Yesam Gimel, if you have an Omud, Yesam Gimel, that is set up in the Rishus Rabbi, and it's Rochet Dalet Al Dalet, so then it has its Shem Kamales. But if it's not Rochet Dalet Al Dalet, it does not have a Chalei Shem Kamales. So we see that Dalet Al Dalet is a Shiur in endowing it, a Chalei Shem Rishus. Whether it's Rishus Ayochit or Kamales. Kamales also has a Chalei Shem Rishus. So Mimele, so if it does not have the dimensions of Dalet Al Dalet, Dalet Tvochim wide and Dalet Tvochim width and Dalet Tvochim length, so then it does not, it's not a Rishus Ayochit. It's not a Kamales. So one could argue with cogent logic, I mean that it would be in line with the Rashi in Daftari Kalev, that vis-a-vis Rishus Rabin too. So true, Omutes, Rabbi Mechatrin Olof, has a din of Rishus Rabin, but when can it have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabin? If it has Dalet Al Dalet. So just as Govei Ayud V'Rochet Dalet Al Dalet has a din of Rishus Ayochit, just as Govei Agimu and Dalet Al Dalet has a Rishus of a Kamales, so Govei Ates V'Rabbi Mechatrin Olof and has Dalet Al Dalet has a Shem Rishus Rabin. Masha'in Kein, if it's not Dalet Al Dalet, it cannot be a Rishus. It cannot be a Rishus. And that's probably the svore of Rashi Daftari Kalev. So not, you see, so apart from the requirement of Mokim Choshuv of Dalet Al Dalet, as far as the requirement of Mokim Choshuv of Dalet Al Dalet, so that has to do with the Hanoche and the Akire. And that requirement can be dispensed on account of Achshevet, let's say, like Rok. So there we dispense with the requirement of Mokim Choshuv. But here, when Rashi says, Daftari the Kalev, that Rashi defines what is an askupesh of Rishus Rabin. So he's not discussing what is chayev or is not chayev. Because as far as the requirement of Mokim Choshuv al Dalet, so that can be dispensed with his machshove if he has a deliberate intention to make the Hanoche. And he mocking less than Dalet Al Dalet, so mainly it's Hanoche Chshuv. Rashi there appears to be saying that if the skupe does not have Dalet Al Dalet, then it's not even a Rishus Rabin. So mainly it's not Chayach to say, Machshavti Machshav Elohim Mokim Choshuv. When is it Chayach to say, Machshavti Machshav Elohim Mokim Choshuv? Let's say Rok. So a Rishus Rabin it is, because if a person stands in the Rishus Rabin, so it is a Rishus Rabin. The person has the same rishus in which he stands. But there is a shaila of Eikir, a fami mokim choshuv of Dalet Al Dalet. So we say, machshavti machshav le mokim choshuv. But if he doesn't even have a shem rishus rabin, so it's not shaykh to say, machshavti machshav le mokim choshuv. So what Rabbi Kveya really means is that there is a stira between two rashis. According to Rashi, Rashi daf Chesed, Bein Rochel, Bein Kotzer. So what does it mean? So the Omutes, Bein Rochel, Bein Kotzer. So even if he doesn't have Dalet Al Dalet, that Omutes is Chalei Shem Rishus Rabin. Now then you ask, but how can he be Chayev if the Hanoche is made on that Omut, when he doesn't have Dalet Al Dalet, so it's not Hanoche Chshuve. So as far as that problem is concerned, he can dispense with that problem. Suppose there is a Machshove, he has a deliberate intention to make the Hanoche Dafke on the Talmud, and he doesn't want that the Hanoche should be made on something other than the Talmud. So then we have no problem. We are not faced with the problem of Hanoche Al Limotim Chosh. But one could argue, even if he has a deliberate intention of making the Hanoche dafke on the Talmud and not on anything else, So there is no problem with Anocha al Motim Choshuv. But if it doesn't have Dal Dal Dalet, it's Tatim Levishus Rabi. So Rashi says no. When is there such a prerequisite of Dal Dal Dalet? That's Ligabi Rishus Ayochit. That's Ligabi Kalmanis. But Ligabi Rishus Rabim, there is no such prerequisite that it must have Dal Dal Dalet. This is the Shita of Rashi Dapres. The Shita of Rashi Dap Tzadi, Kale, as Rabbi Kivei, you understand it, is to the contrary. Is the contrary that if the omutes, even though it's Rabbi Mechatinolov, but if it's not Dalet, so it's not a Vishus Rabim, just as an omut Yud. It is not Dalet, it's not a Vishus Ayochi. It doesn't even have the Chalei Shem Vishus Rabim. So maybe it's not Shayach to say, Machshavtim, Machshavle. The Machshavle cannot convert something that is not a Vishus Rabim into a Vishus Rabim. All right. So in other words, so we see that there are 2 days. 1 second, see. So you see that there are 2 days as to whether the prerequisite of Dal Dal Dalet that is applicable to Rishus HaYochid and to a Karmelis is it also applicable to Rishus HaRad. There are 2 days. Now, so if we say what's the machlekes? After all, what Rashi appears to be saying in Daftarikale seems to be very reasonable. Why shouldn't the same aloche that applies to Rishus HaYochi and to Karmelis apply also to Rishus HaRabi? Why do we say, we cannot say that it's a special aloche Rishus HaYochi, so then it wouldn't apply to Karmelis? We see that this prerequisite applies to Rishus HaYochi and it applies to Karmelis, so it's a general principle, it's not a specific requirement to Rishus HaYochi. It's a general principle. In order to have the Chalei Shem Rishus, it must have a minimum of dimensions. What's the minimum of dimensions? Dal Dal Dalet. If it doesn't have this minimum dimensions of Dal Dal Dalet, it cannot be a Rishus. It cannot be a Rishus Ayochit, it cannot be a Karmelis, it cannot be a Rishus Rabbi. So why does Rashi say that phrase, that if it's Rabbi Mechatrinolov, if it's Rabbi Mechatrinolov, even though it does not have Dal Dal Dalet, it still has a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabbi? So apparently, the Rashi Shita is that Omutes that stands in the Rishus Rabin, that is set up in the Rishus Rabin, and Rabbi Mechatinolov is not a Rishus Rabin on the basis of its own merit. But it's on the merit of the Rishus Rabin in which it is set up. For example, the Adishenim, as a matter of fact, the Shechonoch Paschus like that, even though the Amen Rishenim were Achilut. But many Rishenim, and that is the Shita of Rashi and Tesis in Eirabim too, that a Rishus HaRabim is only if there are Shishim Ribes, if there are Shishim Ribes, 600,000 people who traverse that place daily. So, but if there are no Shishim Ribes baking day, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim. And that's Rashi Shita in Eirabim. Now, so the question is, when the Gemara says that Omutes v'Rabbi Mechatrinolov, the Rabbi Mechatrinolov, so it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So does it mean that only if Shishim Ribi, 600,000 people, are handled, are mishtamish in that omutes? Well, it could be, I mean, but it's highly unusual. It's highly unusual. Even, I mean, in today's city, so you have many cities that have Shishim Ribi passing through the streets daily, but that you should have 600,000 people who handle a mishtamish in an omutes, that today you certainly don't find it. Maybe in the old days, so it was more common. Today people have cars, so they don't have to handle an omutes, you see. All right, so it all depends. If we say that omutes Rabbi Mechatrinolov is a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, so memele it must conform to all the requirements of Rishus HaRabim. One of the requirements of Rishus HaRabim is that he should have Shishim Ribei, so the Rabbim should also be Shishim Ribei. So also be Shishim Ribei. According to these Rishenim who say that there is such a prerequisite. I mean, the other Rishenim who reject this prerequisite altogether. But according to Rashi and Tesis and Eirabim, that there is such a prerequisite, so here too. But if we say that Omutes Rabbi Mechatin alone, he becomes a Rishus Rabbim not on the basis of its own merit, not Bishchus Atzmei, but because it becomes bottle, it becomes tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. Because it becomes tofel to the Rishus HaRabim, so mimele, this requirement of Shishim Ribei has no application to it. Because as long as the street in which it is the Omud is set up, Heshishim Hidei, so Mimele, that Omud becomes Tophel and Bottle to the Rishis Rabbi. So Mimele, it seems that that is the Machlekes. Those that say that it has to be Rabbim, that those that say that it has to have Dalet al Dalet, as Rabbi Keir understands Rashi and Tzadik Aleph to say, so then why does it have Dalet al Dalet? Why should it require Dalet al Dalet? Because if it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, it cannot acquire the same rishus. It cannot acquire the same rishus on the basis of its own merit. But in order to have it in of rishus Rabbim as an appendage, as something that is a pertinent, that is bottle, that is stoffel to the Rishus Rabbim, it doesn't require to have Dal Dal Dalet. So this is the Shita of Rashi Dafres, that it's not on the basis of its own merit, but it becomes tofu. So when does it become tofu? If it's Rabbi Mechatzin Olam. But if it's not Rabbi Mechatzin Olam, then it doesn't become bottle to Rishus Rabbim. But if people do use it in fixing their baggage, so then it becomes bottled to Rishis Rabbim. But it's not on Rishis Rabbim on its own merit, but because it becomes tofu to the Rishis Rabbim. All right, now, so the Rashbo says, now, one second, let me explain. One second. All right, now, so Thesis here says, because if the neif is lemata migimul, so I have a patra rabon. Afal gav de leke dalet, dichares michti. Vi lemayla migimul, avi mechayev rebe, dikam lezir av arba, o imok ibtu en roch dalet. So what does the Rashba say? No, that if it is lemayla migimul, So then, according to Rebbe, it becomes a Rishus Rab. So he says, then it is Mechui. It is Mechui. Why? Because Shodan Eifi Basarik. That's what the Rashba says. And Teisve says, no, that if it's a Milo Migimo, so we cannot say that it has a din of Rishus Rabbim, but it has a din of Mokim Ptur. Why? Because, so we explained it, even though Teisves agrees, he's also Chelik on Rashi, and he holds that on account of the principle of Shel Neif, it was a Yikre. So the Neif is Nigrar after the Yikya, and it acquires the Rishus status of the Yikya. So, but here, doesn't acquire the Rishus status of the Ikya. Why? Because if Rishus Rabbim depends upon the Tashmish of Rabbim, the Hiluch of Rabbim, and the Tashmish of Rabbim. Now, the Tashmish of Rabbim. So the Mele, the Neiv by itself is not it's certainly not a Rishus Rabbim, but according to the Rashbo, it acquires the status of a Rishus Rabbim on account of the fact that it's Nikra. What it means Nikra, it becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So if we say like the Rishayim that by Omutes, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, so it still has a din of Rishus Rabbim. So why? Not on its own merits. On its own merits, without Dalet al Dalet, it cannot acquire Halisham Rishus. But because it becomes tofu, it becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So then, to the Rishis Rabin, even though on the basis of its own merit. It couldn't be Rishis Rabin, don't be the Rishishim Rebbe. But it becomes bottled to Rishis Rabin. So it's possible to argue that the Neiv also becomes bottled to the Ikea. Becomes bottled to the Ikea, even though by itself it couldn't be Rishis Rabin. Why couldn't it be Rishis Rabin? Because it's more than Gimel Tvorchen from the Kalk. But it's possible to argue that it should be Nikrar after the Ikea and should become Tofu and bottled to the Ikea. In the same way as the Omer Teres becomes Tofu and bottled to the Rishis Rabin itself. It's possible to argue. But if we are going to say that by Omer Teres, as Rashi after the Caliph appears to say, so it must have Dalet. So, but if it doesn't have Dalet, so it doesn't have the Rishis Rabin. Why shouldn't it become bottle? The answer is, and if it becomes bottle, Rishis Rabin, then there shouldn't be any requirement of Dalet. So apparently, so the Rashi after the Caliph must hold. No, that there is no such thing as Tofel and bottle to the Rishis Rabin. In order to become a Rishis Rabin, it must be on its own merits. Rishis Rabin, by definition, means that it's a Rishis Rabin by its own merits. But if, on its own merit, it cannot be a Rishis Rabin, so it cannot become a Rishis Rabin because of the merit of something else. So, Omer Teres, according to Rashi, after the Caliph, so can only become a Rishis Rabin if it has Dalet, and Mele, according to the Shite, that one of the prerequisites of a Rishis Rabin is Shishim Ribe, so it must have Shishim Ribe Chatvin Olof Tu. So Mele, if we say like Rashid after the Caliph, then the whole concept of Nigra is not Chayef. Rishis Rabin is not Chayef. So Mele, we cannot say like the Rashbam. So in other words, so one way of explaining Teisves is that Teisves holds like Rashi after the Kalev. So that means that there is no such thing as Tofel to the Rishis Rabin. In order that something should become a Rishis Rabin, it must become a Rishis Rabin on its own merit, not as a Tofel to the Rishis Rabin. So Mimele, we cannot say Shadin Nefi Basarit. That's one way of explaining it. Now, the Rashbo, so if we explain that way, so that means that Teisves Shite is like Rashi after the Caliph, that Omer Teres, Rabbi Mechatvin Olof, so has to become a Rishus Rabin on its own merit, but on the basis of Nigra, it's not Shayach, there is no such thing as Tofel and Bottle to a Rishus Rabin. So Mimele, we cannot say Shalim Neifa was a Mikre, and because of that the Neif should acquire a status of Rishis Rabin because it's Nikra after Nikra. If on its own merit, it couldn't become a Rishis Rabin because it's Yesa Megimel. So it's Kevea Rishis Bifnei Atzmei, so it cannot be Nikra and Tofu and Bottle to the Rishis Rabin. That's the Rishis. And what's the Rashi Shite, if we explain it like that? So the Rashi Shite, so we have to say that the Rashi agrees with Rashi Shite that Ches, that Omer Teres, Rabbi Mechatvin Olof, as a din of Rishis Rabin, he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. But how can it acquire a Shem Rishus without Dalet al Dalet? It couldn't acquire a Shem Kamles without Dalet al Dalet, it couldn't acquire a Shem Rishus Ayokrit without Dalet. So the answer is, here it doesn't become a Rishis Rabin on its own merit because it becomes Nigra, it becomes Tofel and bottled the Rishis Rabin. So there is such a concept. So Mimele, since there is such a concept that it becomes Tofel and bottled to the Rishis Rabin, so Mimele, the Rashbo applies the same concept also to a Nei. In other words, so we say that even though the Nei is Morten Gimel, so on its own merit it couldn't become a Rishis Rabin, but it becomes Nikra, it becomes Tofel and Bottle to the Ikra. The Nei becomes Tofel and Bottle to the Ikra. That's the Shita of the Rashi. And then Teisves, so the Rashbo Shita is certainly on the basis of of toffel and bottle to the Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba Shita. But Teisa Shita, so one way of explaining Teisa is that Teisa agrees with Rashba Shita of Tzadik Aleph. But there is another way of explaining Teisa Shita. The Teisa also agrees with Rashba Shita of Ches, that by Omutes, so it becomes a Rishus Rabin because it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabin. Not on the basis of its own merits. Still, he rejects the Shita of the Rashba of the Neif is Nikrar after the Iker. Why? Because for a very simple reason. So by Omutes, so the omutes, the Rav Lechatnol becomes bottle and becomes stoffel to the Rishis Rabin. Mashem can hear the name. So what is the name? Does the Iker itself have a deal with Rishis Rabin on the basis of its own merit? No. Even though, because what is the Iker? The Iker is Rabin Lechatnol. Rabin Lechatnol. The Iker is Govei Ates. And Rabbi Mechatin Olof. So the Iker itself is not a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit. So the Iker itself is only a Rishus Rabim as a tofel to the Rishus Rabim. Tofel Rishus Rabim. It's not necessary that Shishim Ribei should be Mechatif on that Iker. So the Iker itself is only a Rishus Rabim because it's tofel to the Rishus Rabim. So Mimele, through the something can become a Rishis Rabin because it's tofel to the Rishis Rabin. But that something should become a Rishis Rabin because it becomes tofel to a tofel to Rishis Rabin, that not. So the Mele, the Rashba goes one step further, we have to say. That the Rashba holds that our mutes Rabin Mechatinolo. So is a Rishis Rabin not on the basis of its own merit, but because it becomes nigra to the Rishis Rabin. It becomes tofel to the Rishis Rabin. And he goes one step further. Not only can something become a Rishis Rabin as a tofel to the Rishis Rabin, but if something becomes a tofel to a tofel of a Rishis Rabin, it also can acquire a status of a Rishis Rabin. So that's the machlokes. All right, now, let's see. The hodl we make a bayo hoche. Now here begins the difficulty. The hodl we make a bayo hoche. Mishim de Rav Chizel is boye mokim dalet gam de Rishis Rabin. Dimaish. So, there are all kinds of pshat. Marshal, Maram, Marshal. So it's very difficult. Pshat-wise, it's very difficult. So, he says, V'hodol emeika abay hoche. So, what's the pashtes, Alosh? Teises estikash. Teises estikash. Amayu imishane abay likamon b'ilon oim it kulit de Rishis Rabin. V'yeish b'yikri dalet. V'rebe sova shedin lo yifei v'choshet mokim dalet. U'rabonu lo yavim mokim dalet. V'yishu sarabim mei v'raf chizde. V'bin mokim dalet. V'shayochi davki koma raf chizde. Ki limash lo likamu. Vikom v'shayochi ko amu lepri. V'raf chizde. So teisim give it eretz. Because we can't visualize v'yishu sarabim. Of shodin lefei v'sa yikri. So then the Rashba is chelik. He says we can visualize. So memele, when the Rashba continues, so what does it indicate? I mean, it's the way the Mashal explains it. So in other words, so the Rashba just finished refuting Teisves, who says that we can't visualize Shodan Eifel Basarikre in the Rishis Rabin. And he, the Rashba, says that we can visualize a case of Shodan Eifel Basarikre in the Rishis Rabin. So memele, it's mashma that when Teisves continues and says, "Vod lemitle abay hoche, mishim lerafchizde, v'yboye mokim dalet gam b'shis rabim." It means, so mimele, that's the reason as to why abaye doesn't mention the wikinte of the case of ikrei poches mishleishi o gavei ates v'rabim chatinolov, and neifei l'mai l'megimu. Why not? Because lerafchizde v'yboye mokim dalet gam b'shis rabim. But then the question arises, so what? It doesn't even make sense. So through the Rav Chizde is with Boyim Mokim Dalet Gam B'Rishis Rabin. But why couldn't Abaye apply the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where Ikrei Spoches Mishlei Shoy Govei Ates the Rav Mechatenor and Vnei Veil Elamayel Midim? So Rebbe says that the Neif is a Rishis Rabin. So Emele is Chaye. So when it's not for all this culture, and the Rabbanon say, lo yavi kirishes rabbi. So that's no teretz, it doesn't even make sense. So the Mashal was bothered by it. Let's see what the Mashal says. We hold the mekel of Abaye hoche. We teime say neike hoche. We name the rabbanon chashvel mokim tu. Miachad lashadim neivu zarikrei. So we mail on account of the fact that the yikar is pochet mikimu or rabbi mechatin kovei ates and rabbi mechatin olam. So we mail so and we don't say that on account of the fact that the yikar is a rishis rabbin. So the neiv should be a rishis rabbin. And since the neiv is yesam mikimu, dimu or yesam mikimu, so it's a mokim tu. So it's poter. And Rebbe says, Shadin and Neifer was a Yikrei. So, in view of the fact that the Yikar is a Rishis Rabbi, either because it's Pachas Mekimu or because it's Gomer Yates Rabbi Chatnolov, so Neifer is also a Rishis Rabbi. So, why doesn't Abaye apply the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbonim to that case? Umotzosi begilian teisves, shekosvu, shaloi nisyashim ze ali bed Rashbo. Vani meir efsher de Rashbo sova, de af Rabbonim meide. Vishadino neifei bosarikrei, vilei havei mokim ptur, elo rishis rabbi. Bifrat meyachar, liboye mokim dalet rishis rabbi, im kein libo lichlal mokim ptur. Vichoshi kolo yilom ki rishis rabbi. Now, what does he say? Two things, he says. Efshar de rashbo sova, de afrabono meide vishadino neifei bosarikrei, vilei havei mokim ptur. So this part we can understand. This part of the Mashal we can understand. In line with what I mentioned, the name of the Mir yesterday. In other words, I said it in Rash, in the thesis of Rosh, mentions it in the name of Rash. In other words, that when is Rabbonon? When are the Rabbonon Chilei? When are the Rabbonon Chilei come and Shalim Nechbosaritrei only the Iker is in one of the Jews and the Nef in another Jews? So then the Rabbonon say there is no union of Nigra, of God. Mashem came with the Iker and the Nef are both in the same Rishus, both in the Rishus Rabbin. Then even Rabbonon can see the concept of Shadino Nefei, Shadino Nefei was a Ikrei. So in Meile, we can answer the Kash. What was the Kash? By the Rashi. In other words, the Rashi says that Rishus Rabbin nam mishkachasle. We may mashal the Nefei was a Ikrei. Can she Ikrei pochas mishleisho? Oy gevei ates, vi Rabbin mechatin olam. The Haver Rishus Rabbin. So the Marshal says, and that's in line with the sheet of the Mir. So he says, no. Why doesn't Abaye apply the machleke between Rebbe and Rabbonon to this case? Because in this case, when the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishis Rabbin, but the Iker, let's say, is Govei Ates, the Rabbi Mechatinolov, and the Neif is Eilel and Eilel Migimu, so we couldn't say that the Rabbonon hold Lo Yishadin Nof of Bezal Yikrei. In such a case, even the Rabbonon would agree that Shadin Neif was a Yikrei, and the Neif is Nikra after the Iker. After the Iker. This is what he said. That would be very good. But then the question arises, so what's the relevance of Mishim de Rafrizo with Boyim walking down the Tambish Israel? So what's the relevance? It says no relevance. So that bothered the Marsha. So he says, V'ani merefsha de Rashbo sova daf rabonami reishari meit v'sarikhei. Will I have him walking too? Because since it's the same rishus, so it's nigra. Elo, la mokim tu ralu shizrad, it's nigra after ik. Bifrat, so that he tries to explain. So why does the Rashbo mention here the Hodulim Mekle Abayim Shem Rafchiz with Boim Mokim Talgul Shiz Rabi? Let's say that Rafchiz there requires Talad Al Talgul Shiz Rabi. We still could give the same terms. So he says, Bifrat Mi Achad Loi Boye Mokim Dalet Bishiz Rabin Im Kei Loi Bo Lichlau Mokim Tu Vichoshiv Kolo Yilon Kishiz Rabin. So he says, it's very relevant. Because of the fact that in Rishus, because of the fact that Rav Chisde says that we don't require Dalet, our Dalet in Rishus Rabbim, that's the reason as to why it's Loi Bolech Lal Mokim Tu. In other words, if we were to say that Rav Chisde requires Dalet, then we could argue that it is bomech l'amokim p'tuch. But since Rav Chisda says we don't require dalet al dalet rishis rabim, we don't require dalet al dalet rishis rabim, so mimele we can say that loy bolich l'amokim p'tuch, and the nave becomes nigrar after the iker. What's the meaning? Now, so with what I said before, so you say, actually, we could say that Rabbanon reject the concept that if we were to say that we could say that there is no concept of Shadim and Eifim Basarit. There is no concept of Shadim and Eifim Basarit. But since Rav Chisda says that there is no requirement that the Anoche should be Ani Mokim Dalet Al Dalet even the Rishis Rabbim, now the question arises, if it falls not on the Karkar Rishis Rabbim, because in the Karkar Rishis Rabbim there is always Dalet Al Dalet, so that means that Rav Chisda is saying that even where it falls on something that is set up in the Rishis Rabbim, like in this culture that is set up in the Rishis Rabbim, so and he doesn't get Dalet Al Dalet, so he's still chayav. Why? So Rav Chisda rejects the whole concept that Anoche has to be an Imokim Choshev. But let's leave that aside. But if it falls on this culture, so it shouldn't even have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabbim. Rishus Rabbim, in order to have a Chalei Shem Rishus on the basis of its own merit, then it must have Dalet Al Dalet. And if it falls on this culture in the Rishus Rabbim, so too, as far as the requirement of Mokim Choshev, so Rav Chisda is chilek on that whole requirement that it has to fall on the Mokim Choshev. But if it's in this culture and it didn't fall on the Karkar Rishus Rabbim, so mainly the Ziz should not even have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabbim. Because in order to have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit, it must have Dalet Al Dalet. If it doesn't have the minimum dimensions of Dalet Al Dalet, it cannot have a Shem Rishus or Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. So how can Rav Chisda say that even if the Chayfetz fall drops on his culture, he's still Chayef? Alright, so as far as the requirement of Mokim Choshev, Hanoch Rishuv, alright, so he's Chayef on the whole thing. But in order to be Chayef, so it must rest under Rishus Rabbim, and it didn't rest on the Karkar Rishus Rabbim, so it rested on his ease that he set up in the Rishus Rabbim. So the question is, why should it be Chayef? How can it have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabbim? So you must say, true, disease couldn't have disease that is set up in the Rishus Rabbim and does not have the minimum dimensions of the Rishus, of Dalet Al Dalet, cannot have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. But it can have a Din Rishus Rabbim as a Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim, as a Nigra to the Rishus Rabbim. So in a way we see from Rav Chisda that there is such a concept as Tofel, as Nigra. So in a way, since Rav Chisda tells us that even when a Chayfetz falls on a Ziz in the Rishus Rabbim, that is not Dalet Al Dalet, so it's Chayef. So we see two halachas from Rav Chisda. Number one, that Rav Chisda is chilek on the whole requirement of Anoche Chshuveh, of Mokim Choshev. Number two, that disease that is set up under Rishus Rabbim, so a disease that is set up under Rishus Rabbim, he also has a din of Rishus Rabbim, even though it does not have the minimum dimensions of Dalet Al Dalet. So it couldn't have a Din Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. So it must have a Chalei Din Rishus Rabbim, because it becomes Tofel, Botel, Nigra, after the Rishus Rabbim. So we see from Rav Chisda that there is such a concept as Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. Once we see that there is such a concept as Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim, even though on the basis of its own merit it cannot be Rishus Rabbim, so we can reasonably say that the name becomes a Rishus Rabbim as a tofu to the Iker, even though on the basis of its own merit, it cannot tell it in Rishis Rabin. This is what the Mashal means. So he says, Vani Eimer, Efshar Verashi, Vosoma, Yaf Rabono Meir, Mishadino Noifi, Vosavitvei, Do I have a mocking to Elo Rishis Rabin? Bifrat Miachar, Do I mock Boye mocking Dalet Rishis Rabin? In case, so why does he say Bifrat Miachar? The answer is, the question arises, why does the Ratesis have to say, what will Moikla buy Ochem Shirafrit with Boyim Akendalit? So the answer is, no. Because if we didn't have that Chidesh, that Rafrit with Boyim Akendalit, then we could argue that there is no such thing as Nigra. But how do we know that there is such a thing as Nigra? Efer Rishis Rabin? Because Rafrit says that even if the Anoche takes place, and in this culture, and in this culture, that does not have the minimum dimensions, is higher. All right, so we see two chidushim by Rav Chisda. Number one, that there is no prerequisite of anoch hachshuv al matim choshuv. But we see another important chidush, that even though disease on the basis of its own merit couldn't have it in Rishis Rabin because it doesn't have the minimum dimensions that are indispensable for Rishis Rabin, whatever Rishis it is, but it acquires it in Rishis Rabin as Grore, as a Nikra. So we see from Rav Chisda that something can become a Rishis Rabin not on the basis of its own merit, but as a tofu to a Rishis Rabin. So once we come to that conclusion, so we can reasonably say that even though the Neif is more than Gimel, so it certainly could not become a Rishis Rabim on the basis of its own merit, but it can become it can acquire a Din Rishis Rabim on the merit of the Iker. What difference does that make? So Memeila Ibn Rabbanon can say Shabim Noif Basavit. This is what the Mashal probably means. Alright, now, let's see. So that's the Pshat. In cases of Mashal, we heard the Remeikali Abayo, we should be Rafid, no, we boy mocking Dalet, Gam Bishu Sarabim, the Maishne. Oh, so the question is, so why does Rafid say, no, it's called Bishu Sayochi, Vizorak, no, Chal Gabo, so, Ischaye, let him say, no, it's called Bishu Sayochi, Bishu Sarabim, why does he emphasize Bishu Sayochi? So he says, Enoch Name, the reason as to why he emphasizes Bishu Sayochi, because he says, Atul Gobeya Meyam, so that is only Rishis Hayochid, Rishis Hayochid or Rakiya, but Rishis Rabin, so only if it's not Skone Rishis Rabin up to Yud, and it's less than Yud, so then, and if it's Rabin Mechatrin Olof, if it's Rabin Mechatrin Olof, let's say like Omutes, it doesn't have to be Dafke Omutes. Alright, some Rishenim you'll find say Dafke Omutes, but Omutes, Rabin Mechatrin Olof not. Why? Because if it's only Gobeya Ches Vochim, so then, people cannot handle their baggage with ease. So mainly, because the average man is much taller to be able to handle his baggage on an omud that is only 10th of my. So it's not that there is a special aloha dafke omutes. That depends upon the mitzvahs, upon the height of people. Let's say if it is a place where most of the people are midgets, so then it doesn't have to be omutes. It can be Omud Gimel. Why the Dafke Omud Tes? And let's say today you have, I don't know, I mean, in Chicago I see it in the parks, but let's say in New York, let's say on Broadway, so you have benches. On Broadway, you know, you have benches. So the benches are Gobeya Morten Gimel Tvochim, but they are not Gobeya Tes, but it's not used for fixing for handling the baggage, it's used for sitting. It's used for sitting. So suppose someone will throw something, a chifetz, and to fall on that bench that is on Broadway. So you'll be hired because it's Rav Mechatinov. So in other words, so this is what he is saying. Rav Chisda says, no, it's going to be Shusayochid. He emphasizes Shusayochid because he says, Afil Goveya Me'amo. So Shusarabi, he's a Maila Me'ud, so it's a Mokim too. So he doesn't become tofu and bottle to the Shusarabi. Mashenke. Machinke, if it's less than you, so then he's also high. This is what he said. The whole, the Rav Chisda לא קדושת היוחיד, משום לבואי להשמין עונה אפילו גבי ימי האמץ, משום קדושת היוחיד, אלא הדרוקיע. ואיידי נוקת איו, משום היוחיד, נוקת נעמה, so that's the reason as to why Rav Chisda himself mentions Rishis HaYochid to advise us that vis-a-vis Rishis HaYochid even Govei Amei Amo, but vis-a-vis Rishis HaRabim if Govei Amei Amo not, but if Govei Amei are less than Yutvachi, then even Rishis HaRabim so is higher, because Rav Chisda rejects the whole concept of Dalet al Dalet, Adal al Dalet. Why? Oh, so that explains as to why Rav Chisda mentions Rishis HaYochid. How is it that Abayo also says Rishis HaYochid Kol Alma Lefrige? Why did he knock at you Rishis HaYochid knock at Tami Bosa Hoche Rishis HaYochid Kol Alma Lefrige? But it's loved after Rishis HaYochid Kol Alma Lefrige. That it means Ben Rishis HaYochid, Ben Rishis HaRabim Kol Alma Lefrige, that there is no necessity, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, of Mokim Choshev. Umay di Meikale Abayo Likamon Alibi Rav Chisda Hodi Nokat Ziz Kol Shul hod in wakad zis kolchu da afilu bireich avdalet nametli. So the question arises according to the Rashbo, the way the Rashbo says that actually Rav Chisda says there is no requirement of dalet al dalet bein b'shus hayochid bein b'shus harab, and the machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbonon both agree that there is no requirement of dalet al dalet bein b'shus hayochid bein b'shus harab. And the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon in the price of Zorak Nuchal Gabizis Kolchu is on the question as to whether we say Shonen Nifu Pesach Ikrei or we do not say Shonen Nifu Pesach Ikrei. So we mail if the Ilon, the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochi and the Menef is in the Rishus Arabin and he threw it from the Rishus Arabin and it dropped on the Neif. So the question is it Chayim? And the score of Zerek Mirshus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid. So Rebbe says Shalim Lifu Pesach Ikrei, so Memele, that means the Neif also has the status of Rishus HaYochid. So, and he threw it from Rishus HaRabim, so he's high on the score of Zerek Mirshus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid. Rabbon and say, well, Shalim is not Lifu Pesach Ikrei, so Memele is not high on the score of Zerek Mirshus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid. So why does the price have to mention this culture? Zorak Vinoch! Zorak Vinoch, whether it's Kolchu or it is Dalet al Dalet or Meyo, it doesn't make any difference. Here the Shaila is nothing in connection with Dalet al Dalet, according to the thesis, according to the Rashbo. The Shaila is whether the name that actually occupies space in the Rishus HaRabim acquires the Rishu status of the Iker. That stands in the Rishus HaYochid. So why does he have to say this culture? Why does he say culture? According to Rashi, there is no difficulty why it says culture. Because the whole Shaila is whether disease that is a culture within Tzias is considered Mokam Choshev. But according to Tzias, the Rashbo, so Rav Chisda doesn't even require Mokim Choshev Dal Dal Dalet, and the Machleke between Rebbe and Rebbe and Rabbonon both agree with Rav Chisda. So the Machleke sees on the question of Shalom Nefesh Ikrei as to whether the disease has a status of Rishis HaYochid or a status of Rishis HaRabim. If it has a status of Rishis HaYochid, so it's Chayav. If it has a status of Rishis HaRabim, it's Potter. So why do they have to say this culture? Let's say Zorak Vinoch Al Gabi Ziz Rebbe Mechayav Chachomim Petri. That's the kasha. Umay di meikla abayel kama libel Rav Chisda hodi nokat zis kolshu. Dafim berich adalet namet pligis. Im rashbo di nokat kolshu mishum limaylo miyu di ave rochem dalet have mishus ayochi. So he mentions this because of limaylo miyu. Because suppose disease is dalet al dalet, and if disease is very tall, more than Yutvochim, then it would become a Rishus HaYochid, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, who says Gudachis. Even though it's not Dalet al Dalet all the way, in the Kone, not. So the Kosmishum Mayuri, the Avirochel Dalet, have a Rishus HaYochid. ולהבה פטרה רבונו. אפילו דוי בקיטחתו, יסברק רבי יספר רבי לבעזרי. ואיני רבי, זה משמע, so in other words, so the whole, the culture is mentioned because of the rabono. The chachomim only patter because it is his culture. Mashen, ken if it's rochel dal dal dalet, so then when it's l'mayim miyut, he wouldn't be patter. In other words, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. If the rabono would agree with Rabbi Yisrael. So that means that the culture is mentioned because of the rabono. It's not mashma. It's mashma that the Z's culture is mentioned because of Reb. They literally the mashma is Rebusa the Reb and Nokat. They literally. So the question arises, why does it say culture? Why does it say culture? So according to Rashi, there's no kash. Because according to Rashi, so the whole Shailem is an account of the Dal Dal Dalet, whether it's considered the Mokam Kosher or not. But according to Tainsless, it's a kash. They literally have a Nokat Z's, Tomer, have a Salka Daitor, the Mayer and the Roche Far. ביטאימי דרד אלעב משום שאולי נובי מסרי קשרי אלא רב הנה ביסור הקרד ביסור רב יהודה דמלת כל הבשוס רבי מברשת רסקו לא חנוק את כלשהו להשמינון ביטאימי דרד משום שאולי נעיף אור וירשה שפירש כאן משום שאולי נעיף פי בסרי קשרי ויהווה כמונח בשוס רבי על גבי מוקים דאוי so the Rashi is difficult to say in other words ויהווה כמונח בשוס רבי because according to Rashi so even Rebbe who says שאולי נעיף פי בסרי קשרי who says Shana Neifa Basari Kray. So he does not endow the Neif with the Rishu status of the Ika, but it only endows the Neif with the Chshives of Mokim Choshuv of the Ika. So then, in this case, where did the Ika stands in the Rishu Sayoch? And the Neif is in the Rishu Sarabim. And the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, and then he threw it, Rashi says he threw it, Bitchilas Dalet we say Dalet. So Rebbe says he is Chayef on his Kof, of Zeirik Dalet Am is Bishus Arabim. Why? Because of Bishus Arabim it is. But he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, so it's considered to be a Mokam Choshu, because of Shadim Nid was a Ikre. And Rabbonin say, well, Shadim was a Ikre, so it's not considered a Choshu. So he has the Kashi Bimon Efsher. ורשי פרס כמה שאולי נפס על יקרי ועל כמון אבי שזה רבים על כל מוקים דלת אי אפשר להעמיד די למטה מגימו ליבוי רוחב דלת לכולם because if it's למטה מגימו if the naif is less than גימו so why do the רבונן say that he is potter למטה מגימו means that he dropped on the קרקה and ולמיילו מגימו and if it is למיילו מגימו so להב אבי שזה רבים because then it's a מוקים פטור a Mokim Tur or a Kamalas. I mean, a Kamalas it isn't because it's not Dalet al Dalet. It only can be considered as Dalet al Dalet on the basis of Shalim Neif Vazal Yitzre. So it should be a Mokim Tur. Ulmai Mokim Tur, Abba Yishas Rabi. So what could we say? So then Teyah says, Imo Inami Bidvei Moshe Shmeino Vitoch Vitzal HaNeif and it stuck to the side. So that's like Abba. Sal HaNeif. So Mimele, so according to Rebbe that we say Shadim Neif Basar Yikrei, so Mimele is considered, so the Tzada Neif, the side surface of the Neif, is considered the Mokim Chosh. But according to Rabbonon that we don't say Shadim Neif Basar Yikrei, so Mimele the side surface of the Neif is not the Mokim Chosh. So Mimele is Potter. So in other words, so if we say like that, Pshat Rashi, so then we have to say that Rashi agrees in the Shita from the Tav. But you see, I pointed out yesterday that Rashi explicitly is like the Shite of the Ribo, not like Avnita. Not like Avnita. Because you see, talk with Paneo, Dav Zayin Amidale, you talk with Paneo Chayev, Emer Avnita, the Noch Lemailo Mishleisho, Toroshi, Paneo Abo Al Abo. Because the Anoche is considered to be on the side of the Levain. On the side of the Levain is considered. So mainly it has to have the side surface, has to have the dimensions of Abo Al Abo. But then the Rivo says no. Dach l'mayla megimu l'boi yishay b'na v'ino v'ichi yisol dal dal dalet. Dichi v'sharei yas ha-karko yishay b'na v'al karki. So in other words, the Hanukh is considered to be on the karki. And as it is explained by the Tesis Tzorosh, that the Levain or the Kaisli is considered as an extension of the Kav. Now, so how? So according to cases here, in Loinamit Bidveo Shmein or the top of Sayanei, so then Rebbe says Shonanei was a Mikrei. So the Tzadanei is considered as the Motem Choshu. So it's chaye, and Rabbonon say lo yamu yeshadini v'zarikrei. So the side of the neif is not considered to be mokum choshu. So he's potter. So we could only say that in Rashi, if Rashi had agreed with Rav Netav, but Rashi happens to agree with the Rivor, because Rashi says stam leveino or kol v'chor v'gimu. So he doesn't have dalet al dalet. So he agrees with the Rivor. So why should the Rabbonon say that he's potter because the side of the nave does not, without the nave is a mikre. So the melee, it's not a mokum choshuk, but the kalke beneath is a mokum choshuk. So that Tesis is very strange. So we have to say that Tesis knows, is fully cognizant of the fact that Rashi Shita is like the Rivor. And that's why Tesis says, in loy nami bidvei lo shmeino vitof it's a nave. Why did he say? So you can say, v'yei shmeima, no, that we cannot say in Rashi. So this is what he says. So we can only explain Rashi if we'll apply it to Yidvei Shmei Tov Tzadaneiv. But we cannot do it in respect to Rashi because Rashi happens to agree with the Rivor. So what is Tesis saying in effect? That Rashi is difficult. So it's not that Tesis is saying it Rashi and Rashi and giving it Eretz. Tesis in effect is saying that Rashi is difficult. But it's not difficult. Because Rashi could apply this, that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to a naive that is Govei Ates and the Rabbi Mechatrinov. The Rabbi Mechatrinov. We are dealing with an Ilon. We are dealing with an Ilon that stands in the Rishon Hayochid. The Iker is the Rishon Hayochid. But the naive overhangs in the Rishon Sarabim. So it could deal, so the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with the case where the Neif is Govei Ates and the Rabbim handled their baggage on that Neif, on that branch of the tree. And it's Govei Ates. So, but he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. So it's not in Mokem Choshu. It's not in Mokem Choshu. So we may, according to the Rebbe, that we say Shon HaNeif was a Yitrei, since the Yikar is a Mokem Choshu, so the Neif, he's also considered Mokom Choshev. We call Rabbon, we don't say Shalom Neif was a Yikrei, so it's not a Mokom Choshev. So this is the way we can explain the Rashi. Alright. Now, this is the Pshat and the Tesis in the Rashbo according to the Marshals of Shat. But the Marshal doesn't like the Marshals of Shat. Alright, now let's see the mashal. Hitcha mashal. Vitayim esayif say, Neke oche v'neime de rabon chashmul mokito, miyachad l'shadim ha-neife bozarikhe, ומצות את בגלל תסס, ואני אמר, אפשר לרשבו סבא דרף רבון המייל שאני נגבות על יתרי, ואהב עם הקליטור על רשוס רבים, עד כאן לשני, אין שם. ותראו את זה, הוא סבור את בלי שם רעי, ולי מראה במשק עושה, ורפחית לו מבוי עם מוקים דלת גם ברשוס רבים, די מיישנה, ואין זה גמר תמוריצום, די גהול יתור אצרה כפו שספיסס די מיקור, עמי לו ימי כלו, די חולה אם ידע שסרבי, ויש בי יקרי דלת, ויש בי יקרי דלת, אבל כושס רשבו, די משכח עשו, די שוד הנאיף לבשר יקרי, בנאיף ומי לו, בנאיף ומי לו מגימו לא יתור אז בזה, כי כושס משל, שכוס בשימה דיליון, אבל הוא מתור אז בסעיף בו, שכוס הרפחית אינו כתב שסרבי יוחיד, ואין די נו קאפי און שייך איך נאָכן מאַ באיי וואס רוח איך זאָל קלאם ביגע און מסיים און מייק פון טיין אין די אין די שייך מי פשיט דא דא האב מוצ נאמע לוק פון טיין ביגע שמיט קיל ביש זראב מוס איך קוס בראג און חקוש יש מאשאל ביש מאגיל יא די רבון אין פליגע די חשבין אויף מאכן טו און שאדין אויף פון זריק אבל די ניך אלע יוק מיט פון טיין דו די קול האו מעל פליגע די קומע די מאיר ביש שייך און וואך איז יאס מאשיק שמאשאל אורייט נאו. So what does the Masha say? The Masha says like this. He says, now first Tesis says the Kashi, Abu Koshi. Amaylo mishane abaya li kamon, b'yilo noeim it kule b'shus rabi, b'yesh b'yik redalet. The Rebbe saw Hashem in the Yitel, b'choshev mokim dalet, u rabonu lehave mokim dalet b'shus rabi, meil rafchiz de libin mokim dalet. The b'shus ayochi, dav kikom rafchiz. Kima shakam lukom b'shus ayochi, kwa amu rafchiz. So that's the Kashi. That's the first kasha that Tosfos says. Why can't Abaye apply the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanon to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabbi, and the Iker has Dalet, and the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, and the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet? So Rebbe says, Shalashina Neif was a Ikre, so the male of the Neif is also considered the Mokim Choshu, so he's Chayev, and Rabbonon say, "Lo yamrim shadin lo fesar yikrei." So the Neif is not considered the Mokim Choshu. That's the first kash. So Tosfos gave it teretz on the first kash. Why? Because we cannot visualize a chatimtze of shadin and Neif fesar yikrei in a case where the Iker and the Neif are both Rishus Rabbi. Rishus Rabbi le botzel upne. The Neif le matle megimul lo yahave. We have a patrabon. After that, we have a dalit. The chav is smichti. You will mind the gimel. We have a mechayim chaver. The kal malasi. Because we're monefsha. If the neif is the matam gimel, so the rabbanon will also say that he's chayim. And if the neif is the mailam gimel, so if Rebbe will say, so then the Rashbo is chayim. Come there. He says, "Because the rabbi named the shkachas lo, we name Hashem the nefesh b'zayit chay, kin sheitchil pachas mishleisho, or gevei ates, the rabbi mechatno, the haver b'shus rabbi, the nefesh yilu lemaylo megimu, the rebbe haver nefesh b'shus rabbi, the shadim b'zayit chay, kich hashadim b'zayit chay, the shavu b'shus ayochid, or rabbon b'avik b'shus roch." Then when he says, "We hold the mekel abay yoche," so he doesn't relate to the example of ikrei gevei ates the rabbi mechatno and nefesh yilu lemaylo. Then this wouldn't be a teretz, but it relates to the first kasha of Tosfos. Why doesn't, this is how the Mashal explained it, why doesn't Abaye say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with the case where the Iker and the Neif are both Nerushes Rabbin, but the Iker is Dalet al Dalet and the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet? So he says, we only make Abaye hoch. That the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with a case where both are under Rishus Rabbin, the Iker and the Neif, but the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, and the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet. No! Bishim the Rav Chizkiya Boyim Mokim Dalet, Gam Rishus Rabbin. So what difference does it make? If the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabbin, and the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, and the Neif does not, so why should there be machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, even if neither the Iker nor the Neif have Dalet al Dalet? He's still Chayev. Bein according to Rebbe, bein according to Rabbonon, because there is no requirement. So it's a very good teretz on the first kashi, but he doesn't give any teretz on the second kashi. But let him mention another example. Let him apply. So too. So that's a very good teretz. The only difficulty is because the Pashtas Haloshen is mashma that the Hodl Mekel Abaye Hoche is a teretz on the other kashe. Why doesn't Abaye apply the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case of Ikre Govei Ates Rabbi Mechatan Olov V'nei Feil El Mayel Megim? So the Mashal says no, that this is a teretz on the first kashe that Tosfos raised. Abaye say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon has reference to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabbim, and the Iker has Dalet al Dalet and the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet, because in such a case, even if the Iker does not have Dalet al Dalet, neither the Iker nor the Neif, so both Rebbe and Rabbonon agree that he's high. Alright, but the other kashi is outstanding. In other words, why doesn't Abaye say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with the case where the Iker is Kovei Ates Rabbi Mechatinov and the Neif is Eilu Lamayla Megimel? So according to Rebbe, so the Neif is the Rishus Rabbi, and according to Rabbonon, Lo Yavi Rishus Rabbi. So the Mashal says Einoch Nami. The Rav Tosfos does not give it to